Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes at 9 p.m. on a Friday night and it's your coworker asking about a project due Monday? Or maybe you're constantly saying, yes, to things you really don't want to do just because you feel obligated? We all crave connection, but sometimes those connections can get a little too close for comfort. That's why today we're diving into the power of healthy boundaries, how to create them, maintain them, and ultimately protect your peace of mind. Because let's face it, in a world that never stops demanding our attention, knowing how to say no is like having a superpower. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a hermit who lives in a cave and communicates solely through smoke signals, although that sounds kinda peaceful, right? Healthy boundaries are about creating space for yourself, mentally, emotionally, and even physically, so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. It's like being the conductor of your own orchestra, deciding which instruments get to play and when. Here's the thing, setting boundaries is a skill that takes practice. It's not about being selfish or uncaring. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can be more present and effective in your relationships. Think of it like this. If you're constantly pouring from an empty cup, you're going to burn out eventually. 5 key takeaways. 1. Identify your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what you need. Take some time for self-reflection. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable? What activities bring you joy and fulfillment? Knowing your needs is like having a roadmap to navigate the world of boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly and directly. Vague language breeds confusion, so be direct about your limits. Instead of saying, I'm kinda busy tonight, try something like, I have other commitments this evening, but I'd love to catch up another time. Remember, it's okay to say no without feeling guilty. 3. Practice assertiveness. This doesn't mean being aggressive. It means expressing your needs and opinions respectfully, even if they differ from others. Think of it like this. You have a right to your own thoughts and feelings, just like everyone else. 4. Be consistent. The key to effective boundaries is consistency. If you let people push past your limits once, they're more likely to do it again. Stand your ground and remind yourself that saying no sometimes is an act of self-love, not selfishness. 5. Don't be afraid to adjust. Life is constantly changing, so your boundaries might need to evolve too. Reassess your limits regularly and make adjustments as needed. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to boundaries. It's all about finding what works best for you. Real-world relatable example. Ever have a friend who constantly texts you late at night, even when you've clearly communicated your need for quiet time before bed? Maybe they're just trying to be social, but it's disrupting your sleep and making you feel stressed. This is where setting a boundary comes in. You could try something like, hey, I love catching up with you, but I need my phone off after 10 p.m. so I can get a good night's sleep. Let's chat tomorrow morning. By being clear and direct, you protect your well-being while still nurturing the friendship. Summary and key takeaways. Remember, folks, creating healthy boundaries is not about building walls. It's about establishing a safe and sustainable space for yourself to thrive. It takes courage, self-awareness, and consistent effort, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll find yourself feeling less stressed, more confident, and ultimately happier with your life. Call to action. So, take a moment right now, even just 30 seconds, to think about one boundary you want to set in your life. What is something you need to protect? Share it with me on social media using hashtag Daily Detachment. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who prioritize their well-being. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed today's episode. Your support means the world. Until next time, keep detaching and staying unbothered, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.